third pack of Kirayim Mishneh of continuing with halacha, the separations between different types of vegetables and grains. This Mishneh is discussing a separate between rows of diluim, types of pumpkins, which are plants that have broad leaves. I see Sadeh Zuhah B'Tzolim on the Vakish Lita B'Tzolim Shul Shel Diluim. So he had a field that was a complete field full of onions, and now he wants to plant these pumpkins inside the field. Now the Shura, we saw this before, is assumed to be 4 amos wide. So he uproots 4 Shuras of onion, which basically now he made a space of 8 amos empty, the noitea shura apas, and the center of that he plants 1 shura. So basically, in these 8 amos that have been empty, now he has 4 in the center which are planted with these pumpkins, and 2 amos on each side of the pumpkins which are fallow with it, nothing growing there. Then, maniach komas b'tzom b'mokim shtei shuras, he leaves 2 rows of onions, so basically he has 8 amos of onions, oikir shtei shuras. He uproots 2 rows after those 2 rows that he left. Now another 2 rows of onions. So now basically what he has 8 amos of onions and a space of 2 amos on one side of the onions, and on the other side is a space of another 8 amos that are empty. And in the middle of those 8 amos he plants another shura of pumpkin. So basically, between the 2 pumpkins he has 8 amas of onions and 2 amas on each side of the pumpkins, which is some total of 12 amas. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. If you have to have 12 amas between each row of pumpkins, and aside from that you also have to have a 2 amas space between the pumpkins on each side and the onions that are in the center. Rabbi Kiva, Aymer, Oger Shtei Shuras V'Noteish Tushayus V'Noteish Shtei Shuras. Rabbi Kiva says it's enough that you uproot 2 rows of onions, which is 8 amos of onions, and you replace them with these pumpkins. Maniach komas b'tzom the mokim shtei shuras, then he leaves another 2 shuras of the onions. Va'okir shtei shuras v'noteish shtei shuras, and then he replaces the next 8 amos of onions with pumpkins. So basically, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need separation as long as you have rows. We saw similar to this idea early in the Masechta, that as long as you have 8 amos of pumpkins, then 8 amos of onions, then another 8 amas of pumpkins, another 8 amas of onions, that's alright, because it looks distinct and you don't need the separation of a non-planted area. Chachamim are similar to Rabbi Yishmael, that they say that you have to have 12 amas between one row of pumpkins and the next. But they say, they disagree with Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said you cannot plant entire 12 amas, whereas they hold that you can plant entire 12 amas, which is the way the Rambam paskens, that you could have four ama row of pumpkins, and then you could fill up the next 12 amas with onions, and then afterwards start again with pumpkins.